Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And we begin the month of November by talking about a Ferris wheel, or the Ferris wheel, which is something you can ride on. They have them at amusement parks. And, of course, lots of big cities around the world have them. Of course, there's one here in Taipei at the Miramar. And there's one down there in Kaohsiung as well, I believe.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
And there are probably some other ones around. I'm not quite sure. But in any case, we're talking about Ferris wheels today. And when you're in a Ferris wheel, you feel on top of the world.
You go quite high, that's for sure. I was just telling Tom before we started that when I was in London just recently, one of my friends was too afraid to get on the London Eye, which is a very big Ferris wheel. And I was kind of bummed because I wanted to go.
Oh, no.
But when I go back to London next time and I'm with different friends, I'm going to get on that London Eye. What I love about the Ferris wheel is you have this great view. It feels like you're way on top of a building or a mountain. And what you can see around you is quite impressive. So we're going to be talking about feeling on top of the world in a Ferris wheel. Also about the guy who actually invented this particular ride. His name is, as you might have guessed, Ferris. That's why we'll often capitalize Ferris, but not the wheel when you see it. So let's get started. We're going to read through the article and then we'll be back.
At every amusement park, there are many rides designed to entertain and amaze visitors. While some people find it fun to ride roller coasters and merry-go-rounds, for others, nothing beats a whirl on a Ferris wheel. When you reach the apex of the ride, the entire world below seems small and peaceful. The original Ferris wheel was the brainchild of George Washington Gale Ferris Jr., an American engineer. Ferris wanted to construct an iconic structure that would grab people's attention at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. Dubbed the Chicago Wheel, Ferris's gigantic steel ride stood 80 meters tall. In the era before airplanes, it took its passengers higher than most had ever been. Despite the fact that the Chicago Wheel stole the show, it created financial headaches as it was costly to maintain. Therefore, after a final appearance at the 1904 World's Fair, it was demolished and sold for scrap metal. Although the first model was destroyed, Ferris's idea lives on at both small-town carnivals and major landmarks around the globe. Perhaps the most famous example is the London Eye. The eye in the structure's center is connected to several steel cables, which makes it resemble an enormous bicycle wheel. At 135 meters high, it's the tallest Ferris wheel in Europe and offers the best panoramic views of England's capital. In 2008, Singapore took Ferris wheels to the next level with the Singapore Flyer, which measures 165 meters tall. The Flyer's high-tech design includes air-conditioned capsules, so riders can stay cool in Singapore's sweltering heat. In 2014, the U.S. reclaimed the title for having the world's tallest Ferris wheel with Las Vegas's High Roller. However, this won't last long as plans for a taller Ferris wheel in Dubai are in the works.
I just noticed this is our fun unit. So we're going to be talking about something that a lot of people find very amusing, very entertaining, and that's a Ferris wheel. When I was a kid, we would often go to amusement parks, you know, that have rides because my dad loved them. My dad loved them more than the kids, I think. And he would go on the scary rides. But for me, the Ferris wheel wasn't really scary. I mean, it went high, but it didn't go fast and it didn't make my stomach go crazy. Didn't make me dizzy. Some of the rides do, though. But at every amusement park, nearly every amusement park, there are lots of rides that they've designed to entertain and amaze. amaze visitors. Some of the most popular rides are roller coasters that go up and down, and they build up speed, and sometimes it feels like you're coming down from a mountaintop very quickly, and your stomach kind of drops. Those are kind of fun. And there are some really, like, almost dangerous rides out there as well. I don't tend to ride those. The Ferris wheel's more my style. If you're talking about entertaining someone, you're doing something that is amusing to somebody that they really enjoy. Entertainment is the noun form, and it can include things like going to a play, going to hear a band. What else can you do to entertain yourself? You can go to an amusement park. You can actually go out with your friends and just goof off. Maybe you're riding around the park or you're rollerblading. All of these things are ways to entertain yourself.
Right. I should also mention the word ride here. Ride as a noun just refers to those things in an amusement park that you can ride on. Mm-hmm. Those are called different kinds of rides. So a roller coaster is a kind of ride. A merry-go-round is a kind of ride.
Oh, the
Rocco Plains, the Scrambler, the Fluke, or what, the Flume, or whatever it's called.
I don't know, the teacup, you know, when you get into the little teacups and spin around, bumper cars, where you get into those little tiny cars and you try to bump into your friends. Those are all considered rides. Yeah.
Right. All different kinds of rides. And as we said, they're designed to entertain people. And they have a lot of fun. And some people find it fun to ride roller coasters and merry-go-rounds. But for others, nothing beats a whirl on a Ferris wheel. Whirl usually means to spin in circles. But the phrase to have a whirl on something means you're going to try something, maybe something you haven't tried before. You can also say, we'll give it a whirl. Hey, we never tried that before. Let's give it a whirl. Let's try that. But we're talking about a time on a Ferris wheel. And yeah, it's not exactly exciting, you know. You don't really get your stomach churning and stuff. You don't really throw up. You can't really scream when you're on a Ferris wheel.
Some people do. When they get to the very top and it stops sometimes, that can be a little scary.
It's an interesting little diversion there to be on the Ferris wheel.
Fun.
And you're kind of above everything and things are a little quieter. So it's kind of an interesting experience. And when you reach the top of the ride or the apex of the ride, the entire world below seems small and peaceful. So, yeah, here's the word apex. That just means the top part of something. And you can say that for all sorts of things, the apex of the roof, for example, or the apex of the rock festival when the major band came out. That was kind of the highlight or the top part of it. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the original Ferris wheel here. It was the brainchild of George Washington Gale Ferris, Jr., an American engineer. So this was the original Ferris wheel. I don't think it was actually called that when he made this thing. I think the concept of spinning wheels with people sitting on them was around before that, but he's the first person to make something this big, and that was his name here, George Washington Gale Ferris. Let's just call him Mr. Ferris for short here. He was an American engineer. And Ferris wanted to construct an iconic structure that would grab people's attention at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. I think that was called the Columbia Exposition or something like that. It was a big deal for the city of Chicago. And before that, I don't know which year it was, but there was some kind of exposition in Paris. And, of course, Paris had the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. So Chicago was thinking, boy, we've got to come up with something that could maybe match the Eiffel Tower there. So they came up with the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, long ago during these World's Fairs that you would see in different cities, they would come up with some of the most, you know, groundbreaking or newest type of machinery to show off and amaze people. And this was one of those pieces of equipment that people weren't used to seeing. This is dubbed the Chicago Wheel. If you dub something, it's just kind of the nickname that something is called. So it was dubbed the Chicago Wheel. Notice that they're not calling it a Ferris wheel. That came later. Ferris's gigantic steel ride stood 80 meters tall, so that's how high it was. If something's gigantic, I always think of the word giant. When I see this word, it just means really, really big. And sometimes we'll use it to emphasize something. It may not be really that big, but to us it might be big. For example, I had a hot date scheduled for Friday, but when I woke up Friday morning, I had a gigantic zit on my face.
Oh, no.
So that would be tough for a teenager. So this was really quite tall, especially for back then. It was made out of steel type of metal. And in the era or the time before airplanes, it took its passengers higher than most had ever been.That nobody had ever been that high, been up that high in the air, especially outside like that. So it was very exciting, I'm sure, for these people. When you talk about an era, it's just a distinctive period of history. We have different eras that we talk about. The Victorian era, which was when Queen Victoria was queen in England for a long time. But this was the era before airplanes. Remember, airplanes were invented around the early 1900s. The Wright brothers were trying to get an airplane to fly.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, passengers really hadn't had a chance to go way up in the sky before. So it was kind of exciting for these folks.
Yes, that was the era before airplanes. I should say here that the most popular era would be the Japanese colonial era of Taiwan's history,
yeah.
Which took place between 1895 and 1945. It was very influential in Taiwan's history, but we're talking about the period of history before airplanes were commonplace and these Ferris wheels could take passengers way up in the air. Now, despite the fact that the Chicago wheel stole the show, it created financial headaches and it was costly to maintain. So, yes, despite the fact, even though this Chicago wheel or this Ferris wheel stole the show, it was still a lot of trouble. Here we've got the phrase to steal the show. That just means it's the main attraction, okay? You might go to a concert, for example. Somebody was telling me they went to see a concert in Hong Kong or something, and the singer was pretty good, but suddenly someone appeared on the stage. It was like, I think, Liu Dahua or something. So they said, he stole the show. Everybody cheered wildly because they totally did not expect Liu Dahua to show up at this concert. So at the Chicago Exhibition of 1893, this thing stole the show. It was the main attraction. It's the thing everybody wanted to check out.
Yeah, you often steal the show when you're not the lead actor or lead actress, but you have a funny part. I got to see Hamilton when I went to London. It's a very popular musical. It's been out for a couple years now. But the guy who stole the show was actually King George, and he did not have a major part. But because he was so funny, we said he stole the show. He got most of the applause and the attention. Well, even though the Chicago Wheel really did steal the show back then, it also caused financial headaches. Why? Well, it was really expensive to keep up or to maintain. So if something's costly, it costs a lot. So if you maintain something, you keep something in good condition. We often try to maintain good health. In order to have good health, though, you have to exercise, eat right, go to the doctor when you should. But for equipment's maintenance, usually you're doing a lot of checking and oiling and making sure everything's working correctly because, wow, we wouldn't want anyone to die while they were having fun on the Ferris wheel if there was some sort of problem with the equipment.
Yeah, it probably rusted and things like that, so they probably had to take care of those kinds of problems. And as you said, oil, lubrication, it was costly or expensive to keep it up. And therefore, after a final appearance at the 1904 World's Fair, it was demolished.
Oh.
It was destroyed and sold for scrap metal.
That's
so there
sad.
You go. The first original Ferris wheel is no more. It's gone. But still, there are other Ferris wheels in the world. That still exists, and we're going to talk about those in just a couple of seconds. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到今天有空格的第一个句子写着 While some people find it fun to ride roller coasters and merry-go-rounds, for others, blank one, beats a whirl on a Ferris wheel. 在这里呢，提到的是 while 这个连接词，要注意的是 while 是用来比较两者之间的差异，所以对某些人来讲，觉得搭云霄飞车 roller coasters 跟旋转木马 merry go rounds 是有趣的，但是对于其他人来说，没有什么事情会比得上乘坐摩天轮来绕一圈了。搭配文意呢，第一题我们需要一个主词是另外一个句子的主词，我们可以选择 F 选项的 nothing， 也就是代表没有什么东西会比这个来得更棒了。接着第二个空格的句子写着 The blank to Ferris Wheel was the brainchild of George Washington Gale Ferris Jr.An American engineer， 在这里呢，第二段要介绍的就是摩天轮的历史。既然是摩天轮的历史，当然讲的就是一刚开始，第一座摩天轮是由一个美国的工程师他的智慧结晶。所以搭配文意，这里放一个形容词，可以选择 B 选项 original， 就是有原始的、最初的。第三个空格的句子。Ferris wanted to construct an iconic structure that would blank three people's attention at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. 他的想法呢，就是要创建出一种呢，怎么样的代表性建筑物，用来搭配 attention， 希望能够在这样子的世界博览会中吸引人们的注意力。第三题我们可以选择 A 选项的 grab， grab 有抓取夺取的意思， to grab people's attention 也就是有吸引人们注意力的意思，所以第三题的标准答案我们就选 A grab。 第四个空格我们来看后面的句子， It created blank four headaches as it was costly to maintain，它到底造成了怎么样让人头痛的事情？原因在后面，因为呢 ，it was costly 这个字一定要认识 ，costly 也就是昂贵、花费的意思。因为呢，它要花很多钱才能够维护，所以它造成了呢，在财政上让大家头痛的事情。搭配句意，第四题的标准答案可以选择 I financial， 也就是有财务的意思。第五个空格， Therefore, after a final blank five at the 1904 World's Fair, it was demolished and sold for scrap metal. 因此呢，在1904年的这个世界博览会最后一次的怎么样，结果就被拆除，然后当作废铁卖掉了。这是最后一次看到摩天轮，所以第五题搭配句意，可以选择 E appearance， 在这里是出现的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about the Ferris wheel. We first talked about how it was the original invention or brainchild. That's what an invention is, or an original thought. Someone has a brainchild, that's what that is, of George Washington Gale Ferris Jr., who was an American engineer. I wanted to mention earlier, if you have a junior at the end of your name, you're probably a guy, and your dad probably has the same name. He's senior and you're junior. So this guy invented it, and it was displayed at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. It was really cool and very popular, but it was really expensive to maintain or keep it in good condition. So it made a final appearance at the 1904 World's Fair. People got to, you know, ride it at that point. And then they tore it down. It was demolished. That's what that means, to tear something down completely. And they sold the metal that was left over as scrap, or just leftover metal that could be reused in some way.
Melted down and poured into molds and made into cars or something like
that.
It was repurposed or reused. And although the first model was destroyed or demolished, Ferris's idea lives on at both small town carnivals and major major landmarks around the globe. So at least in the United States and other countries of the world, you have these small town carnivals. In my hometown, we didn't have the carnival so much as the state, excuse me.
State fair.
The county fair.
Oh, the county fair.
Yeah, the state fair is much bigger. That's in Des Moines. But the one in my hometown was just the county fair. And they had a little bit of a Ferris wheel there, but it was pretty small, although it was fun for kids. I remember riding on it at night with my Uncle Chuck, but in any case, yes, that's a carnival, a small little festival or party that takes place in a small town. But then you've got these major landmarks around the globe or around the world. So a landmark, of course, is something that is recognizable. Mm-hmm. It's usually some kind of building. It could be something natural, like a mountain or something.
Tree.
Like in Taipei, of course, the major landmark here is Taipei 101, but also maybe Taiping Shan or Dabajian Shan. Those are kind of major landmarks in Taiwan. And then, of course, in London, you've got what's that tower thing called? The Big Ben Tower or something? That's a major landmark.
Oh.
Along with the London Eye.
Tower of London.
Tower of London? Well, that's like a prison or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Houses of Parliament or something?
But the jewels are there now. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Fair enough. But in any case, yes, we're talking about these famous landmarks around the world, and those Ferris wheels have actually become some of those landmarks.
Now, the eye that they refer to, you can see it in the middle of the structure, the center or middle of the structure. It's connected to several steel cables, those really thick, strong. It looks like a rope, but it's made out of steel. Some sort of metal. Steel is very strong. That's why they use that, which makes it resemble or look like an enormous bicycle wheel. If you take a look at it, you can get online or look at the picture in the magazine. You can see that it kind of looks like a bicycle wheel. And at 135 meters high, it's the tallest Ferris wheel in Europe and offers the best panoramic views of England's capital. A panoramic view means you can look around you completely. It's a 360 view. So as you turn your body around, you can just keep looking at the area in front and behind you. And it really does give you a good look at England's capital, which is London. The capital city of countries is usually where the government is located, but not always. But it's usually the biggest city where most of the financial business is done and the governmental business takes place as well.
Indeed. So that's the capital of England, London there. I think Paris is the capital of France and Madrid is the capital of Spain, et cetera, et cetera. So in 2008, Singapore took Ferris wheels to the next level with the Singapore Flyer, which measures 165 meters tall. So here, if you take something to the next level, basically, you improve on that thing. You do a better job. So in Singapore here, they made a Ferris wheel that's taller than the London Eye. This one's called the Singapore Flyer, and it's 30 meters higher than the Ferris wheel in London there. Now, the Flyer's high-tech design includes air-conditioned capsules, so riders can stay cool in Singapore's sweltering heat. Mm. I've heard about that complaint here in Taipei when people ride the Maolan or the Maokong gondola.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not air-conditioned. It's so hot in there during the summer. Well, Singapore recognizes that, yes, we're in the tropics here, so we need to have our people riding in comfort, so those capsules are air-conditioned. A capsule is anything shaped like an oval, sort of a jiaonang, you know, that's a capsule. So I guess these things on the Singapore Flyer are shaped like capsules. They're not square, they're round.
Yeah, I sure wish we had air-conditioning in the Maokong gondola. Mm. I did take my first ride during the winter. That's what I'd suggest to anybody who wants to take a ride because it is cool. Mm. But, I mean, cool, like really awesome inside, looking out on the scenery. But, boy, it can get hot. Sweltering is a great word that we use when it's really hot and humid, both. And I think all of us can acknowledge that Singapore is hot and humid almost year-round. It doesn't really have a cooler season like we do. Now, in 2014, the U.S. reclaimed the title for having the world's tallest Ferris wheel with Las Vegas's High Roller. My family lives very close to Las Vegas. We're in Arizona, which is the next state down, and I've never heard of this thing yet. Now, they named it High Roller for you out there that like to gamble. I think gambling is quite dangerous because you can lose money. A high roller is someone who gambles a lot. They win a lot. They're willing to risk a lot. Hopefully, you're not risking your life by riding the high roller in Las Vegas, but it's very high. If you reclaim something, it means you've lost something for a while, and then you get it back. For example, if maybe you're a baseball team and you've won the world championship, and then the next year you lose it, but then the following year you win it back, you've reclaimed your title.
You've reclaimed your title, so yes, indeed, Las Vegas does have the title of having the world's highest Ferris wheel. However, this won't last long as plans for a taller Ferris wheel in Dubai are in the works. And of course, as you know, in Dubai, they have all sorts of big things there. Is it the Burj Khalifa or Burj Dubai that's in there, the world's tallest building at the moment? Somebody's probably trying to build something taller than that. But in the Middle East there, where there's lots of sand and lots of oil and lots of high temperatures, they're going to be building the world's tallest Ferris wheel there.
Yeah.
But that's still not enough incentive for me. I have no interest in going to the Middle East. It just sounds too dang hot. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson all about Ferris wheels today. Let's now listen to our Chinese teacher.
第六个空格的句子写着 Although the first blank six was destroyed, Ferris' idea lives on. 虽然第一个怎么样被破坏了，但是他的想法呢，还是存活在这世上。那么我们前面提到的是第一个摩天轮的这样子的模型原型，所以第六题搭配文意，可以选择 D 选项 model。Model 有模型的意思，所以在这里的 the first model 可以解释成为原型。接着第七个空格前面呢提到，那么这样子的伦敦眼，它的整个结构体的中心的眼睛连接了数条的缆线，这样的情形我们从 which 开始看， which makes it blank seven an enormous bicycle wheel， 所以这样子的结构你就会发现它看起来很像是一个巨大的脚踏车轮胎，搭配 make 后面有个受词，这里可以放原形动词 G 选项 resemble， 有与什么相似相像的意思。接着第八个空格 The flyer's high-tech design includes blank eight capsules so riders can stay cool in Singapore's sweltering heat. 由于呢新加坡非常的热，所以它的设计呢就包括了一个怎么样子的船舱，所以大家可以呢忍受这种热度。那当然咯，是有空调，所以第八题可以选择 J 选项 air conditioned， 也就是代表有空调的。后面的句子 In 2014, the U.S. reclaimed the blank nine for having the world's tallest Ferris wheel. 到了2014年，美国又再次夺回了什么？然后它有了世界上最高的摩天轮。我们在这里可以搭配名词 C 选项 title， 有头衔称号的意思。不过呢，第十个空格 However, this won't blank 10 long as plans for a taller Ferris wheel in Dubai are in the works. 不过这样子的情况并不会怎么样。第十个需要一个动词，我们可以选择 H 选项的 last， 这样子的头衔大概不会维持的太久，因为很快的杜拜正在计划要创建一个更高的摩天轮。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it, guys. We hope you've all had a chance to ride on a Ferris wheel by now. And if you haven't, we've talked about several locations that you can travel to. Two are right here in Taiwan. We've got Kaohsiung and Taipei. And if you get a chance, we really recommend it. It's kind of fun. It's not too scary. So don't get, you know, frightened by how high it goes. It's really kind of slow.Grandma can get on it with you.
Sure.
So we hope you'll join us again soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.